Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. The drama and excitement are mounting each week with every shot, every save, every goal growing in importance. Joe Tolleson has picked out the best plays of the past week, and he's ready to bring them to us. Joe's Plays of the Week begins with another Buffalo Sabres goal in the final seconds of regulation time.
Kolchenkov trying to come up with it. They jam in along the wall. It comes free to Connolly. Back to the point. Connolly takes his shot. Deflected. They score!
Sam, another last-gasp goal for the Sabres to force overtime. Rick Jenneret, the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo. After losing Game 1 to Ottawa, Daniel Briere tied Game 2 3-3, but it would not end well for the home team.
Drury against Spezza on the faceoff. Spezza steps back. Now Spezza wins the draw to Corvo for a shot. He scores! Joe Corvo! At 4:58 of the second overtime, has won it for the Ottawa Senators, and they lead the series 2-0.
Sam Rosen, the call here on NHL Radio as Joe Corvo made it a 4-3 Senators win. It marked the first 2-0 series lead in Ottawa franchise history. Two nights later, the Sens had their first 3-0 series lead.
Out to center, lead pass, here's Spets at the line, curls inside the zone, slips it across, quick shot, scores! Off the dasher and in! Alfredson beats Miller, 1-0 Ottawa!
Dean Brown, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Daniel Alfredson scored the only goal of the game, and Ray Emery made 15 saves in the 1-0 shutout. So with their backs against the wall in Game 4, Buffalo didn't waste any time in sending a message that this series would not end in a sweep.
Here we go, Mazzaro's back in his own end, flipped it, oh, it's kept in there by Drury, cleared it in front of the net! Off the crossbar, they score! Derek Roy getting behind the defense and tapping it in 9 seconds into the game.
Rick Jenneret again is Derek Roy's goal. 9 seconds in is the fastest goal from the start of a game in Sabres playoff history. Buffalo built a 3-0 advantage and held on 3-2 to extend the series. In the Western Conference Final, Detroit made it clear special teams would be a factor.
Loose puck, Holmstrom to the right point to Samuelson. Not a Lidstrom at the line. Wings trying to take the lead. Lidstrom with a rising shot. It's knocked down out in front of the goal. That puck is in. The Red Wings have scored. It's in the back of the net. Power play goal. The Red Wings take a 2-1 lead.
Ken Cal, the call on 1270 WXYT in Detroit as Thomas Holmstrom scored the Wings' second power play goal of the game to beat Anaheim 2-1. And the Ducks had to work overtime to even the series.
It comes to Sammy Paulson on the near side at the top of the circle. Looks toward the net. There's no room to get the puck through there. Scott Niedermeyer from the right point pinched in. Here come the Ducks with a chance. Here, score! Scott Niedermeyer, I think, shot this puck from an angle, and it gets over the shoulder of Dominik Hasek, and this series is tied at a game apiece.
Dave Strader, the call here on NHL Radio as Scott Niedermeyer scored his second overtime game winner of the postseason to make it a 4-3 final. Detroit dominated Game 3, winning 5-0, and was hopeful of carrying that momentum into Game 4. The Red Wings rallied from a 3-1 deficit to tie the game at 3, but the dormant Ducks power play caught fire. Ryan Getzlaf tallied the second extra man goal of the game, and Anaheim went on to a 5-3 win. Dave Strader again with the call.
Sends it across for Boschman. Far side for Solani. Timu Solani gets it back to Ryan Getzlaf. Getzlaf snaps the shot. He scores! Ryan Getzlaf with a wrist shot on the power play, and the Ducks have regained the lead at 4-3.
Sam, the excitement continues to build during this quest for the Cup, and next week we'll know the finalists because we're following the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. And next week, Joe will have the highlights of the big finishes of the conference finals. Still ahead on this week's show, I'll have a look at the Eastern Conference Final with my play-by-play partner, Joe Micheletti, and Billy Jaffe will sit down with Danny Heatley of the Ottawa Senators. Coming up next, it's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
For my money, he's the most complete young player in the game today. I think we can talk about him as a future Brian Trottier. I think that much of him.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.